Just going over, just finishing off the pasuk which he brought, which Shabbinina brought about Kushan. He says there in Yecheskel, you'll be people, the Klal Yisrael will be embarrassed. Bekaf milach mechol asher osis. So Rabbi Yehuda is explaining that to me, and it means you'll be embarrassed because Hashem was mechaper your avos. That's how he's explaining that pasuk. We might see in a minute a different shot in that pasuk. What's he saying? He's saying that the pasuk means that the Klal Yisrael will be embarrassed because Hashem is mechaper their avos. Okay, that's where we're up to. Now he carries on in a fascinating Gemara. But Amar Rabbi Yispinu Zechen Leracha, Chazal said, Ha'oisar Dovo. Someone who does an avera and is embarrassed of it, okay, let's assume it's almost someone who's done shuvah as well. But at the end of the day, he's saying someone who's done an avera and he's mitbayesh, Hashem is meichel him because he's embarrassed. But knowing that Hashem meichel him, he's meichel all his averas. Okay, I don't know why that should be, but something we have to think about why that should be. I don't know what they have anything to say on it. They say something about Chiddush Chazal say, if you're mispayish from your averus, Hashem will be meichel in all your averus. So the Gemara brings Raya. So he skips. The Gemara tries first to bring a Raya from one Raya, which he doesn't bring, which is actually this passage which we just read from Yecheskel. It says there that you don't have anything to say in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu because of your embarrassment. So Rabbi Nina just understood that to mean you'll be embarrassed because the Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave you. So the Gemara seems to understand that possibly differently. The Gemara there says no, it means you'll be embarrassed and therefore Hashem will be mechaper your averus. You'll be embarrassed with averus. Once you're embarrassed, so that's why Hashem will marry. That's how the Gemara is doing that for a different reason. The Gemara says there's no riot from there, because maybe that's talking about just the whole of Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur. When the Tzibur is embarrassed, there Hashem will be meichel. And how do you know even an individual, this rule applies, that Hashem will be meichel? But that's but shot in the post, the Gemara is not chaser from. So the Gemara there brings a different riot, which Rabbi Yehuda brings now. V'chein matzino b'shol. Where do we know this from? We see it by shol. Shneimar. What's going on there? The story is after Shmuel and Ovya died, right at the end of Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel had already died, and now there was the Plishtim were gathering to fight against Klal Yisrael, and Shol didn't know what to do. So it says there in the pasuk, he went to the, he tried asking the Nevi'im, chalei gam b'chaleimais. He doesn't know. He asked the Olim v'Tumim. It says in the pasuk. No answer. So he didn't know what to do. So he went to this witch, necromancer, who somehow managed to bring up the Shmuel, or the spirit of Shmuel, whoever that was, however that works. And he said to him, and Shmuel said, "What's going on? Why are you calling me?" And Shmuel said, "What's going on? I need to know what to do, and no one's answering me." He said, Shmuel said, "V'lo yonani oid." Gam b'yad nevi'im, gam b'chaleimais. The nevi'im are not answering me. I'm not getting any answer in my chaleimais. One second. Why is it not loy hisgir oim v'tumim? It says before that he asked the nevi'im, "Is oim v'tumim and chaleimais?" And yet, when he's saying this over to Shmuel, he missed out oim v'tumim. He just said nevi'im chaleimais. Why did he not say oim v'tumim? He in his Spanish has here because he was embarrassed to mention that oim v'tumim didn't get an answer from oim v'tumim. He didn't want to mention about the Kohenim because he had killed the whole Noi Bira Kohenim because they helped David HaMelech, and he killed them, so he was embarrassed about that, so he didn't mention that.
So wait a minute, what was the connection? So why all of a sudden the Umi Tumi, the connection was between the notes, why attach it to that? Why would that, I don't understand what.
Right, so I'll read you Rashi in a second on the Gemara. Yeah, let's finish off this sentence, and then we'll see in the Rashi that explains it. So before we get to that, how do we see from there that Meichel Noichel Avinoisov because of that? So as Shmuel answered him, Ramanei Shmuel, the end is going to be Mochama, and you're going to lose the Mochama, and you're going to die. And tomorrow after you and your sons get killed in the Mochama, you and your sons will be with me in Gan Eden. Imi v'mechitzos, you'll be on the same darug as me in Gan Eden. Well, what happened to his avirus of maybe probably no rakhanim? No, the fact he's embarrassed, that's why his Hashem is meichel his avirus. Okay, I'm not sure if we see from here that meichel all his avirus. Maybe. So Rashi in the Gemara and in Shmuel, Rashi says, interesting thing. What was the embarrassment here? Trying to remember, we're going to say, we're learning from here, someone is embarrassed. It means embarrassed from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They've done a virus. That'll be a way for you a virus. The way Rashi says it, on this Gemara, is, Loi Omalei Gam Ba'orim, he didn't mention to Shmuel that he also asked an Orim B'Tomim, the fish in his bayish mimeno. He was embarrassed from Shmuel. That's what Rashi in Shmuel also says. Rashi just says these words. He was wise from Menno. That's a bit of a chiddush. Because he was inspired from Shmuel, that's why Hashem was meichel kol avei Yisrael. Chayav poshut that in a way in Ben Yehuda, it seems. It means because he was biased from Hashem. No, Rashi's learning none of that. It's a chiddush here. Rashi's saying he was inspired from Shmuel. And he carries on and explains.
And you need to learn something.
But Rashi carries on and he explains why he was embarrassed. Shalom Yomalei, because he was scared that Rashi in the Gemara says Shalom Yomalei, that Shaul was scared or didn't want to mention this to Shmuel because he thought that Shmuel would say back to him, "Ata granton aspecho, Shalom Yomalei Oyim Tomis." You're in fault that the Oyim Tomis didn't answer you. Fisharakas a Kohenim, you killed Kohenim. That's why the Oyim Tomis is not answering you. That's why he thought Shmuel would say back to him. You come in with tainas, "Oh, why is the Oyim Tomis not answering me?" Well, obviously it's your own problem, your fault. You kill all the Kohenim and then you want the Olim Tumim to answer you. So that's why he didn't mention it to Shmuel. Okay, that's apparently
it's
considered embarrassing.
It's also understandable.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the... Sorry?
You understand.
Yeah, okay. That's the Gemara in Rashi. Chayyar comes when you're in a... Seems he's saying that the bushel was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At any rate... We see from here that.
And both state of fact.
Yeah? Okay. You see from here the Gemara says that someone is in the Spanish, besides for the fact it's part of the Shuva, it's got this added minor that Busha helps that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael Olya Venus. Okay. You just finish it off. How does somebody come to this Dargo of Busha? Wait. We just had to end of Chof Beis. Right, we just said that we are person part of Shuvah is having busha. You should be embarrassed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu done your. So how do you get to do this busha? So he says a yastik odom madrigis a busha. A person can attain these degrees of busha and embarrassment by doing two things. Number one, a bespaded lashay v'gulat Hashem. To be misguided and think about how great Hashem is. Think how great Hashem is. And on the other hand, imagine how terrible it is, how evil it is to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you know how you stop and think. And you're misguided and you think, like, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is so great, and at the same time, and doing the veer against the person so great, and how terrible is the veer, and that will, the more you think about it, that will bring you to have embarrassment.
It's a very questionable thing. Very questionable. Let's assume that you get a really person, maybe very poor, not knowledgeable, and so on. In the real world, and you told him that you will come by 7 o'clock, and you didn't. You will be embarrassed, and you will see him. Or, because he is not great, you are not embarrassed.
Hey, but the more you understand how great he is, the more embarrassed you will be.
Not at all. if you will say that before you this poor guy, you have huge problem. Huge problem. Because there's both human being and both created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you did Avera in both situations.
Right, and Avera is worse if you realize that the great realization is, and you understand that Avera, what you've done is worse.
No, but the situation is, this is what I fear. You can be embarrassed, but it's nothing to do with greatness. You're embarrassed because you did wrong thing.
Yeah, but the more wrong you'll agree that the worse the way you did, the worse the wrong thing you did was, the more you'll be embarrassed, right? If you did a little tiny thing, you're not going to be so embarrassed. If you did something very bad, you'll be more embarrassed, right?
This was my question. Is it when I later by this poor guy?
Let's not talk about the importance of Rishon Paul. Talking about
not poor. Right. His guy, nobody. Jew knows nothing. So right now we wait to him by 1 hour. And then God will repeat the story.
You say, well, if it is worth to do this thing to somebody against somebody who's greater, then it's worse. It'll be more embarrassed.
This I don't understand.
I do understand. I mean, if I'm late, I have a meeting with someone is wanting. If it was Rav Kanievsky and I'm there half an hour late because I lost the bus, I would feel it's the bush and it's much more. Sorry.
That if you feel like that, not you.
I said that the last year. So you can't reflect yourself on other people because other people are nowhere near that level. Nowhere near. So the general people exactly feel.
No, I meant that. I cannot talk for other people. I just talk for other people. You know.
But you should know that is you're far from other people in that in this kind of regards because of that.
Okay. Right, so this thing called the Hispoida. Yeah, Hispoida does. Right, Hispoida.
You know this Gemara, very interesting Gemara. It's a person come, big rabbi, and owner of hotel said, "Oh, if I knew that he's big rabbi," you remember this story? Disgusting. If he's not big rabbi, I really will cheat. It's fine. Oh, if I know that you're great rabbi.
Another story which we mentioned once. I think it was Rav Haigoin used to say always. He was always busy doing shuvah, more shuvah, and more shuvah. So we mentioned once. Rav Haigoin, somebody asked him, "What are you doing shuvah on so much?" So he says, now every day, that's the aim of life, is to keep on going higher and higher. Now I'm at a higher level, I understand more
than I did before.
Now I understand that what I did before wasn't enough.
Right?
The famous story. Right. Same thing, we're saying the more you understand, right? So you agree to that story, the more you understand the greatness of Hashem, the more you realize what you. So what I did now, you realize that what you did is actually worse than what you thought till now, right? So, the same way, that will cause you more embarrassment, not necessarily because. The person is greater, but if the person is greater, then the various you've done are worse. The more you understand how great a person is, the more you understand how bad your various were. So that therefore you'll be more embarrassed. So that
because all of us will be surprised and closed.
Okay, right. So you call this the exploited, right? Nowadays, when we hear about
this, surprise waiting for us.
Okay.
Nobody will tell you that why you did it for Rabbi Kanievsky. But if you remember this Shmulik.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, never mind. Vespoided, normally when we talk about Vespoided us, that means we're understanding there are people who go out into the fields and whatever. Hey, so, truth, Vespoided doesn't necessarily mean going out into the fields. If you really have Vespoided, you can do it in your home. Or truth is, you don't have to stay contemplate, sit by yourself, you can even sit, it doesn't have to be no other people. You sit in the corner of the basement as well.
Okay.
Yeah, if the noise disturbs you, maybe, right. But this means to be alone with your thoughts, and then your thoughts are alone. And think about that, that will lead you to think about the conversation.
It should be challenged. Because we start to train ourselves to be, to think. We listen right now, recording day and night.
Yeah, and right. That's right. That's one thing which will lead us to Bushra. And the second thing is, with Zochri Tomid, remembering always, Ki Hashem roya masav, Hashem sees what we've done. Uboichin kleisav nikan. He knows our thoughts. Let's say from Hashemaisa. So again, these are two things, two separate things. One is we have to stop and contemplate and think about Gedulas Hashem. It's not obviously not something which you're going to do tumit. It doesn't seem that to you. Is that something you have to take some time and think about that? It's not something you feel automatically. And the second thing is something which is like, well, no, obviously everyone knows that, right? You know Hashem sees everything. And you just have to make sure to remember that, keep that in front of your mind. It's not quite tumit. You don't have to go to the side and contemplate and set aside the time for that. But combining these two things will lead us to Busha, and which is part of the Shulchan. Okay? That's the end of Busha. We'll start the next one. Ha'ikar Hashvi, the seventh Ikar of Shulchan, which is the seventh Ikar, the seventh principle. Yeah? So then we spoke once about what exactly is Ikar in Elo. Principle or components or
step.
Yeah. Still unclear about that exactly what they came out. We'll see. Okay, Ha'ikar Hashvi, the seventh Ikar is Hakniot Bechol Lev Hashiflos. This is actually a very long one. It carries on, it carries all the way till Choftes. A good few pages. Let's see what he says here. Hakniot Bechol Lev. Hakniot is to, so subjugate yourself or lower yourself, Hashiflos. To lower yourself, to act in a, as if you are low, and that's opposite of being a balgaiva. An honor, I suppose, is a knia and shiflos.
How does it differ from everything that we talked about before?
Okay, so what we talked about before till now is okay. Charota is talk about the emotions, charota and busha and yogoin. Those are all emotions you had because of the avera. You're feeling bad for the avera. This seems to be more of a general. I mean, it's a way of acting. I mean,
so lower than busha.
Yeah, busha isn't necessarily being low. It's an honor. It's being embarrassed. You're embarrassed with shame. It's that, you're right. So he's going to say, I think that being embarrassed and realizing how bad you were will lead you also to be opposite of a balgaiva, to be an honor, to understand. You know, you're not an important person. You are. So. I think, as you're saying, we're going to get to that. That's the continuation here. That this push and all these emotions will lead you to act in this way of knion and shiflos. Okay, let's see how he says it. So before he gets to why the person himself should act in this way, he has a little introduction. Ki makir espeiroi, someone who is really makir espeiroi. Yeah, someone who recognizes Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he really understands. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, this is the theme which has been the last couple of Ikrim, right? As you just said about Busha. Busha is because you really understand Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And before that, we had also the Yogoyim.
He says it's
there as well.
The ones who created him, right?
Espeiro, you're the one who created him. Yeah, he is.
So I think that's already introduces Atna, right? He's the one who created me somewhere.
Right?
Okay. So can I say, it's not just Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who created me.
Someone who really recognizes Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's explaining here, at the moment he's not talking about a person who's looking at himself as an avera. Someone in general, who understands what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, so when he sees somebody, he knows in general that when he sees people who are over on Dvarov, people who go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll look at them as they are three things. Shach, the Shachal. Shachal means low. Shach is also seems to be a type of lowness, like we say. Shach Osinayim is looking down, down, opposite of Gaiva. I'm not sure exactly the difference between Shach and Shachal. The Nigrami Erkoi, and he's devalued himself, he's worse. Someone's done an avera, he looks at himself as if he's devalued himself, he's made himself less than he should be. And he brings psukim, also three psukim on these things. Shnema nivze be'einav nimos. There seems to be two ways to read this pasuk in the portion. It's trying to say someone who has done avera, in your eyes, you look at them as if they are despicable. So it's two ways to read it. Either, where do you put the comma? Either it's nivze. Somebody who is a shameful person because he's done a thing, right? the Ein of Nimas. In his eyes, this person is despicable. In his eyes, you look at somebody who's Nivzeh, who's done. I should see all this person, Zanaveiros, that's terrible. I should look at him, that should be Nimos.
I'm not an Odin that liked it, he's terrible.
Yeah. Both of those Shotim are saying the same thing, that's how you read it in the Pasuk. That's one way. The other way of reading is really saying the same thing, just put a comma in a different place. Nivzeh be'einov, Nimos. Right? That was changing around the. What is it? Adjectives. Nimos, someone who is Nimos, someone who is Mos, because he's on a voice. So in his eyes, he should be Nivze. Right? There's simply two shots in
one eye.
Yeah, now we're both saying the same thing. You look at somebody who's on a voice, you look at him as Nivze or Nimos. Yeah. Are we saying the person on a voice is Nivze, and you look at him as if he's Nimos, as if he's despicable.
Right, it's
good. Yeah, or saying the same thing really, just for changing the words around. That the person who's on a video is Nimos, and you look at him as if he's Nivze.
I didn't understand at all.
There's two words here describing.
Well, let me ask you his name. Reuven Duan.
Reuven Zanaveiros.
In my eyes, he's not good.
He's not good, right. It's not
a word. Approach.
Yeah, they're both saying the same thing. They're saying what the words are using. Right, there's two derogatory words here. Nivze. He's bozui, he's shameful. In other words, here is that he's nimos, that he's disgusting.
Uh-huh.
So are we saying, there's two ways of saying really the same thing. We're saying someone who's a shameful person, because he's on a figure, he should be disgusting. You look at him as if he's disgusting. Or we're just changing the words around. Someone who's disgusting, because he's on a figure, we look at him as if he's shameful.
Okay.
But same thing really.
I have a problem with this thing.
Yeah.
Because so far I learned from all music that when you look in the room, you're doing
a thing. Right, so I was going to say that.
You said Reuven doing wrong things. This is right thing to say. Never say Reuven bad. Because it's not your business to say who is Reuven.
But this Tevenav is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
No, it's talking to the people. Tevenav, it should be in your eyes.
In your eyes?
Yeah. So trying to bring a riot. Someone is Makis.
I really know it goes against everything what I learned before. Everything what I learned before. This is what I trained myself for last
week. So the truth is, these psukim, as we said, are talking about looking at people. All these psukim, I think, are talking about people not just happen to do it in a vega. It seems to. We're talking about proper showing. People are not just someone who did a veil once off.
Very difficult for you too, right?
Yeah, we had before. Yeah, we said before. When Yehuda said, even when there was someone who's done shuvah, he bought the pasuk. He said that tzaddikim look at the good of the people.
And look at the food.
Not saying more than done customs. It said there we had a pasuk. It said someone who has done an aveira. He's done an aveira. Let's say he's done shuvah. It's a tzaddik. He doesn't need. He ignores it, but he looks at the good part of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, as I'll show you, no one is looking at to criticize the people.
Because Torah by itself called person reassurance. Not what he doing at reassurance. Right now, where is this balance? What's my role? Huh? Given it's not my, it is not in my authority to call somebody reassurance. In my government authority. I don't know, maybe the authority of Rabbi Kanevsky do it.
It can.
What you said?
It can. Definitely, Sean, people who do things that feel the whole way of living in essence is totally doing exactly against what Hashem wants. It's absolutely Russia.
And then you discover that you were wrong 100%. Thousand stories. Thousand stories like that. What you're talking
this
about.
This one is the same. Yeah. Someone you know for sure that a real Russian, not someone again. Someone who you thought you thought he did one a certain day or one time. Right? So the Pasuk seems to be talking about people who you know are. Who is an Israel?
Guy declares himself, I don't care what you say, Mr. God, I'm going to go in there and do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to tell the authorities about him. He's a Russian. He's a total Russian. I mean, of course you know there are people who are total Russian. It happens. That's an example of the Gemara. Kill them.
Okay, so sorry for the past. We'll have to do the other. We'll get back to this on Wednesday.
It's again a little bit dispute. Okay, good. We'll see.